Welcome to the Atlanta Metro Traffic Podcast, episode number 2. I am your host, Jonathan H. Here in this podcast, you will become informed on the most dangerous driving areas around the city of Atlanta, and we will point out to you the risky driving behaviors that often get drivers into the most accidents. Today, we examine an intersection that is becoming a high traffic area for drivers and a potentially dangerous intersection in Decula. You can find the transcript for this podcast on our website, atlantametrotraffic.com. And while you are there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletters, where we send out information from time to time that would be useful for drivers in the Atlanta metropolitan area. Here is that transcript now. The Decula area has seen a rise in population in recent years, and consequently, we have observed a rise in traffic. One of the specific areas that has become congested is the intersection of Rabbit Hill Circle and Hurricane Shoals. Cars that are looking to turn left onto Hurricane Shoals from Rabbit Hill Circle are finding it increasingly harder to find a gap in traffic to travel to their destination. As a result, traffic tends to back up on Rabbit Hill Circle in the 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. time frame. So what are some potential solutions for this area? We have some ideas. The first is adding a traffic light. While this seems obvious, it is not likely to occur. Less than 100 yards away from this intersection is another traffic light for Rabbit Hill Road. Putting back-to-back stoplights does not seem optimal for the county. Our second solution: adding a roundabout. This is a new trend for roads in Gwinnett County, as it is across the United States. We have seen just a few roundabouts put in near the Hamilton Mill area. The jury is still out, so to speak, on whether these are safer than stoplights. However, from observation, it does seem that roundabouts keep traffic moving quicker than stoplights. So perhaps a roundabout here at Rabbit Hill Circle and Hurricane Shoals might be a good solution. And our third idea for drivers would be to take an alternate route. Rabbit Hill Circle is often a shortcut or a cut-through road for drivers on Old Peachtree Road who would like to get to Rabbit Hill Park or for quicker access to 316. Drivers might find that simply going up to the next light on Old Peachtree Road and taking a right by the Circle K onto Hurricane Shoals will find that it is quicker and probably less stressful than going down Rabbit Hill Circle and having to wait for cars trying to make this left-hand turn. In the future, we are anxious to be able to obtain accident reports from Gwinnett County to monitor the frequency of accidents at this intersection. From our observation, we have noticed a couple in recent months. But what will the frequency of this be as traffic continues to back up at this intersection? And like we said, it is just a stop sign on Rabbit Hill Circle, and the traffic on Hurricane Shoals can continue to move quickly, making it very hard for people to make a left-hand turn often onto Hurricane Shoals. So be aware of this intersection. If you can avoid it, by all means, try to do so. And if you can't avoid it, make sure to take extra caution. This concludes episode number 2 on the Atlanta Metro Traffic Podcast. You can always reach us directly at our email address, which is atlmetrotraffic@gmail.com, or on Twitter at @ATLMetroTraffic, and substitute the number 1 for the letter C at the end of traffic. Send us a note if you have an idea for an episode, or if you would like for us to investigate a specific area or topic. Until next time, drive safely.